Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara on Daf Vav about Inyone Chatzitza. The Gemara on the bottom of Hey Amid Beis quoted the statement of Reb Chiya Bar Ashi in the name of Rav. It says, Shiurin Chatzitzin Umechitzin Halach Al Moshe Misinai. So then the Gemara decided, what is that? Shiurin Chatzitzin Umechitzin, what are these things? So the Gemara went through Shiurin, as all the different shiurim, they said, wait a minute, aren't these all learned out from Sukkim? And the Gemara said, nah, at the end, that really all the shiurim are lechel moshe misinai, and the kruah is asmachta ba'alma. So then we got up to chatzitza, and I figured I wanted to talk about chatzitza, because it's like, everybody knows about the issue of chatzitza, but you don't really get to talk about it any other time. So, it comes up in a bunch of different Gemaras, and this is a pretty good one in terms of understanding what constitutes a chatzitza and what doesn't. And I feel like, you know, it's not a topic that you ever really get to discuss in a normal setting, so I figured I'd talk about it. Maybe we'll take a couple of, dedicate a couple of times to Inyone Chatzitza. So the Gemara starts off in discussing Chatzitzin. So it starts off, where is it? Chatzitzin, so the Gemara frak Daraisa Ninu. Isn't that Daraisa? That, and what does it mean Daraisa? As opposed to Halacha Mashin, it's not Daraisa? No, it means we learn it from Sukkim. So they take out the words. If you look at Masoros HaShas, takes out the words es bisaro, because that's a different pasuk. If you have the fancy Gemaras, you can look on the side there in letter Beis. It says v'ha'yo b'yom ha'shvi'i yigalech kol saro es roshav es kanov es gabos einav es kol saro yigalech v'chibes es bigodav rochatz es bisaro b'mayim v'toher. Who's that? Who's this guy? Not the Kohen Gadol. It's a Metzora, right? It's the Metzora. So the Metzora is shaving his head, and he's then washing. Barachatz es bisaro. Who would have? Excuse me. No. It's correct. I'm sorry. Barachatz bisaro b'mayim v'toher. So why did they take out the words es bisaro then? Why did they take out the words es bisaro? If really it's in the pasuk. What do you think? So we'll see. Verachatz b'mayim. So it says you should wash in water. Shelo yehi davar chotitz benil devein amayim. So that's teaching you can't have a chatzitza. So that's daraisa that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza. So why does the Rav say that it's halachu mosh misinai? So ki asoi hilchasa l'saro. Okay. So the halachu mosh misinai is coming to extend that din to your hair as well. Ki derava bar barchana damar rava barchana nima achas kshura. Right? So we have this din that if you have one hair and it's knotted, right? It's not such an easy thing to do probably, but somehow you knotted one hair. So that's a chatzitza because there's no way water's going to get inside that little knot. If you have three hairs that are tied together, so that's a loose knot already. That we assume that's not a chatzitza. Water will get inside that knot. And shtayim eni yodea. So I don't know. So you see there that there's a din chatzitza by seir. So the Gemara says, no, saro nami doraisin in dichsiv virochatz es bisaro b'mayim. Es hantofel libsaro. Why do we have the word es bisaro over there? What else are you going to wash in water? So you're going to go in the mikvah. So if I tell you, you have to go to the mikvah, do I say, you have to put your body into the mikvah? Oh, shkoyach, because I was going to throw my cell phone into the mikveh, and I thought that was going to be matar me, but now I'm going to put my body in my mikveh instead. So no, it's pashut, that it means that something else has to go in there together with your body. What's es bisaro? Es hatofel bisaro, that which is secondary to your body. My new saro, that's talking about your hair. So that's also doraisa. That's why they took out those two words in the beginning, so as not to confuse you what the drasha was. You understand that? So because if you would have had es bisaro, you would have thought that es bisaro is part of the drusha, that you can't have a chatzitza on your body. So no, they dafka took it out, and they put it back here to show you that we learn hair from es bisaro. Okay, so ki asoi hilchasa, so what's the halacha mashina? L'chad Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Dvar Torah rubo makpid alav chotzitz. V'she'eno makpid alav eno chotzitz. The Gazra Rubo Shaina Makbid Mishum Rubo Hamakbid Valmuto Hamakbid Mishum Rubo Hamakbid. So what's going on here? So midaraisa, the only thing that constitutes a chatzitza is rubo umakbid. If it's on the majority of your body and you don't want it there. Let's say you got really dirty outside, and the majority of your body is dirty, and you plan on cleaning up, but you just can't get it off, or you just didn't get it off. Wow, that's a good question. So what is the halacha moshe? Let's just read the Gemara, and then we'll try to figure it out. So he said that rubo umakbid is chotzeitz. But anything else, let's say it's rubo ve'eno makbid. Let's say you love getting dirty, and you did a face painting or whatever, and the paint got all over your hands and your face, and you don't want to wash off the face. I know my kids come home from a birthday party sometimes. I don't know who has the money to do this, but somebody hires a face painter or whatever to come to the birthday party, and so they come home. Their face is like, I don't know, Spider-Man or whatever, and they're very excited. Who wants to wash that off? And my wife drops the bomb on them that they're taking a shower that night, and it's like, World War III. I'm not going to wash off. I'm Spider-Man, for crying out loud. Can't give away my secret identity, So that's Kiilu, you had a situation where the entire body was Spider-Man, or the robe of the body was Spider-Man, and you, Dafka, were not mocked, but you wanted it there. You didn't want the Spider-Man paint to come off. So there, Midaraisa, if you went to the mikvah like that, you would become Tower. Only Midarabanan, they were Gozer, Rubo, the Eno Makbid, and Miut Umakbid, Atu Rubo Makbid. Right? So then the Gemara says, why not be Gozer, Miut Veino Makbid? Veligzer Nami, Miut Sheino Makbid, Mishum Miut Makbid. So it says, no, that's classic Zera and Xera. Inami Mishum Rubo Sheino Makbid. Excuse me. So he goof Xera, Vananakam, Xera. So he says, wait a minute, we're not going to make a gzera on a gzera because that would be a gzera atu miut umakbid, which is wrong. Miut ve'eno makbid can't be, would be a double gzera. And therefore, miut ve'eno makbid, nobody holds as a problem whatsoever. Although we'll see halacha l'maisa, we end up being makbid even on that. We're choshish even for miut ve'eno makbid. But we're not going to talk about that tonight. But l'maisa, when a woman goes to the mikvah and huadin in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when a man would go to the mikvah, so we are choshish for that, at least l'chadchila. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So the question is, the Gemara seems to have answered their problem by, oh, so what's the halacha moshe m'Sinai? Rabbi Yitzchak. So what's Rabbi Yitzchak? What's his chiddush? That's the halacha moshe m'Sinai. So l'chora, what do you think it is? That there is such a thing as chatzitza, that's impossible. We just said it's learned out from a Beferish Pasuk by the Mitzora.
By that Pasuk, what did we say that released the Chatzitza?
What do you mean? No, it's V'rachatz es b'saro b'mayim, that you can't have a dover chotzeitz bein olivein amayim. Your body has to be in the water. If your body's not in the water, if your face paint is in the water, but your body's not touching the water, so that doesn't count as tvila. Right? So he's saying... Rashi there says Dvar Torah Halacha Moshe MiSinai Rubo Umakbid Alav Chotzeitz.
You probably would have thought your kosher anything like a chotzeitz.
Okay, so you might have thought. So you want to say you might have thought that any little something is chotzeitz. Kamash Malan only Rubo Umakbid.
Maybe
I'm saying, but then why don't you say Kamash Malan that Rove is Makbid? So Lechora, it's not. So the Rove business is not what we learn from Rav Yosef. Oh, excuse me, Rabbi Yitzchak, Halacha Moshe MiSinai, but it's rather something else. I don't know, we'll have to get back to that and see what we think is part of the Halacha Moshe MiSinai, because it's going to affect our whole understanding of it, at least in one Nekuda. So we'll try to figure that out a little bit later. Let's just go for a little bit of a crash course in Inyanei Chatzitza for a second, in terms of explaining some of the basics. So for starters, we said already from this Gemara that we have from the Pasuk, V'rachatz b'mayim, that a person washes himself in the water, that he can't have a chatzitza between the person and the mayim. Right? That's the basis for the din of chatzitza. Right? And similarly, we said that we left out two words, right? V'rachatz es b'saro b'mayim. Right? And we find that not just over here, we find that also by the Paraduma, we find that a lot of, I think maybe even more than those two places, that Lashon V'rachatz es b'saro b'mayim, we have es hatofel libsaro, which is l'rabos sa'aro, that a person's sayar is also part of the problem of chatzitza. So what about other parts of the body? So there's a tshuva from the Avnei Nezer that's in Yoredei, Simon Reish Samach Gimel, Os Beis, that we also learn out from the Pasuk of Seyar that includes shinayim, that includes teeth. So you can't have a chatzitza. Let's say you ate a meal of what gets stuck in between your teeth a lot, of steak gets stuck in, like you had red meat, so you have, that's a lot of steak stuck between your teeth. So that could constitute a chatzitza as well. The water doesn't go between your teeth. Right? So that's, you know, what? Who cares if the water couldn't get between my teeth if I go to the mikveh with my mouth closed anyway? I don't. There's no din. You have to open your mouth and let the mikveh water go into your mouth, right? That's called, you know what the terminology they use for your mouth? That's the beis hastarim, right? The beis hastarim doesn't need bias mayim. The beis hastarim doesn't have water that needs to go in there. So the halach is, it's not actually true. Really, the beis hastarim is a separate tour from bias mayim, but it has to be ra'ui le bias mayim. You can't have a chatzitza in between your teeth. And that if your mouth would be open, the water wouldn't be able to get in between your teeth. But that doesn't mean that your mouth actually has to be open. You have a heter to keep your mouth closed, and other parts of your body which are considered beis hastarim, you don't have to dafka open them. But you can't have a chatzitza inside. And what? Right. I guess a similar vort that it's a. Right. I hear. So that's the same word over here. That's why also you're not allowed to dafka purse your lips together to make it very, very tight. You have to just keep your mouth closed like a normal person keeps his mouth closed. Not like if your mother's, you know, trying to feed you something you don't want to eat and when you're a little kid and you're like, purse your lips together. What? Right. Whatever, you know. It's a lot of stuff like that. So you can't... So that's a separate din. But the Avnei Nezer says, so we also learn out from that same pasuk, es hatofel b'saro, that includes teeth as well. It doesn't say that anywhere, just for the record. That's the Avnei Nezer's own chiddush as to where we learn it from. So the question is, I don't know, it could say it in another svarim, but it's not a gemara. So the question is, where is he getting this idea from exactly? So he has like a smach from the Gemara in Nida on Daf Nun Heyamid Aleph. The Gemara in Nida says that we're talking about what parts of a dead body are metame you. So he says, shinayim, tzipornayim, and seyar are not metame. Let's say you have a dead body, and there's parts of the body that are different, spread out in different places. So you have some hair from a dead body, right? Let's call it a sheitel, for example. So you have a woman's sheitel I assume most sheitel are taken from live bodies, but let's assume that you had a sheitel that was taken from a person who already passed away. So is a woman allowed to wear such a sheitel if she would come tame lameh? So the halacha is that the seyar is not metame unless it's attached to the body. If it's part of the body that's still there, right? So then it is metame. But if it's not, so the same thing, a tooth or fingernails or anything like that, none of that is metame unless it's attached to the body itself. And we learn that out from a pasuk. That pasuk is in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, where it says, O be'etzem, right, that you can become tame with a guf or an etzem, or a bone, right, so that's memait, other parts of the body that are not considered nivra imo, that's not considered created together with the body. Meaning when a person is born, all of the bones of the skeleton are in there already. You know, they're not fully developed, but lemaisa, they're in there. Mash'enkein, the teeth, which... Although scientifically the teeth are there, they're under the... Are they? Yeah, I think they're there, right? The teeth are already under the gum line. Well, they're definitely the first set of teeth is under the gum line, but the adult teeth are under the gum line too, right? Nobody knows anything. This is like, I feel like this is something I should know. I don't know. I went to college. Everyone just, it's one of those things, you know, what's his name? In the Kirov talk, they always tell you the same thing. Nobody ever answers your questions if you're a frum guy, because when you're in elementary school and you ask the questions, so then they say a frum boy shouldn't ask such questions. And then when you're in high school and you ask the questions, they say, well, if you don't know the answer by now, forget about it anyway. So I guess it's the same thing. I got to believe I learned about this in like sixth grade, whether or not. So the stump of the teeth are all under the gum line and they're ready to go. But that's not considered al pi halacha that they're there. That's not considered that they are with the body at the time of creation. So the Gemara says that therefore teeth are not considered part of the body, and therefore they're not metame if they're separated from the body. Right? And what about fingernails and hair? So even though the Gemara says, Avim shenivru imo, right, the gazu machlif. Right? So since they constantly get cut and new ones grow out, so that's also considered a nivru imo to that extent. So based on this, he says that we should also, the Avnei Nezer says, we should also learn by tevila, by the din of chatzitza, by tevila, that which is nivra imo, should have a din chatzitza, and that which is not nivraimo should not have a din chatzitza, just like that which is not nivraimo doesn't have a din tuma, so it shouldn't have a din chatzitza. So what do you see when we say rachatz es bisaro, that's coming lurabos es hatofel libisaro? What category is that? Is that coming lurabos? It's coming lurabos that which was not nivraimo, or that which is, you know, what's the lashon of the Gemara again? Gazu machlif, right? That which gets cut and is renewed. So Aben Ezer wants to be mechadish. That pasuk is also including shinayim, and therefore he wants to say that because the lemaisa, the poskim seem to treat shinayim as daraisa, but nobody points to the source. So he wants to say that that's the source. That really, when we say es hatafel b'saro, it's not just coming to include hair. It's coming to include anything which was not nivraimo. Okay.
Yeah. He's saying that when it says Seir, it's just a category. Even though, like, when the Gemara talks about Seir, when it's saying, like, the Mima Achas Chotzetzes, like, something about hair that, depends on how you do it, could be a Chatzitza or not.
No, that's a Metzius discussion in terms of, all right, so now that we know we're Makbid on Chatzitza, what are we Choshish for? That the water's not going to happen.
Body and hair, they both, it's not just like, okay, all hair all the time, all body all the time. By Shinayim, there would be no Chilukim. It would be just, Shinayim are not, you know.
I understand what you're asking, but why does the discussion of Nima Achas have any bearing on the discussion?
Like both things that the Gemara is saying with the body and the hair have times when they are chatzis and times when they're not. And by Shinayim, that wouldn't be the case.
No, Shinayim would be governed by the din of Rubo Makbid, etc. Saying, so the Aden Ezer actually takes this Chiddush one step further. He's very into this. He says that the es l'rabos, es hanitafel b'saro is coming to include all three categories. So he wants to add now that based on this, let's say you had a chatzitza, you ate a lot of steak, and you had corn on the cob and all that stuff that really gets stuck in there. And then you went to the mikveh right afterwards. Right? You did the opposite of what all the books tell you to do. Right? So you went to the mikveh right afterwards. And you definitely had a chatzitza on Rov Shinayim. So you had a case of Rubo Umakbid, Lechora. So the Avnei Nezer wants to say that if you have Rubo Umakbid in your mouth, but you don't have Rubo Umakbid if you combine your hair and your mouth, so then you are Tahor B'dievid.
Isn't that the Rambam?
What?
Didn't the Rambam say that?
He says exactly that if you have Rubo Umakbid in the teeth.
No, he combines the hair and the body.
Yeah, we're not getting to that just yet. We'll get to that a little later. But this is similar vart, but he wants to say because the drusha that's marbe hair is really being marbe hair and teeth as one category. So he says, therefore, the hair and the teeth go together as one category, and therefore, if you have a chatzitza in your mouth, you could be matter yourself and didn't rove. If you combine the hair, if it's not rove, even if it's 90% of your teeth, but if you combine the hair, it's not 50% of hair and teeth together, so then you're still tahor b'dievin. Right? So you're okay with that. Okay, that's a chiddush, but he wants to say it doesn't apply the other way. It doesn't apply if you have rove hair, but if you would be mitzar, but your teeth are squeaky clean, so that wouldn't apply. Because since you don't really need bias mayim in the teeth, there's just a din chatzitza. Teeth can only hurt you, not help you. Since you don't need bias mayim by the teeth, so the fact that there's no chatzitza in the teeth doesn't help you. Because hair has a special din bias mayim, and teeth do not. And therefore, lack of chatzitza in the teeth is not mitzdarif to the chatzitza in the row of hair, and you would be tameh even b'dievin, according to that. Okay, it's the chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. Yeah.
So by the tameh, so since they're in the same category, he thinks the same halakha is going to apply here as well. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly it. He's saying that they get one unit, right? No, the Rambam and the Gaonim have a separate machlokas as to what constitutes a unit. That we'll hopefully get to next time. But the here he wants to say the hair and the teeth is one unit. Technically, I guess the fingernails as well. He doesn't mention that though. I don't know why.
Like, basically prove that they should be in the public category, like the same dinim all throughout halacha. Like, since they're category.
No, in Hilchos Chatzitza.
That was by Tameh. That's him. Like, the original source that they learned it from Tameh, no?
Right, from Hilchos Tumah and Chatzitza and stuff like that. That in that area, they're in the same category, yeah. Yeah, he's basically saying that you put two and two together with that Gemara, then you end up. you end up saying that when it comes to Hilchos Tumah and Tara, those things are in their own separate category. They're considered secondary to the body. Why are they secondary to the body? Meaning, why is your hair less a part of your body than your ear? They're both, you know, they protrude from the skull. How come your ear is considered part of your body and your hair is not part of the body? So he says, all right, look in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's different about hair? It wasn't Nivra'imo in the classic sense, right? So too your teeth weren't Nivra'imo in the classic sense. That's clearly the chilek that we're going for here in Halacha. Because otherwise your nose shouldn't count as part of your body and your ears shouldn't count as part of your body. They're all, you know, protrusions from the norm, right? Saying if you cut off a person's ear, so he'd still have a nice round skull. So I'm saying that should not be considered part of his body. So too, the hair protrudes from the skull, just like the ear does. So he says, no, the difference is simple, that one is really part of the skull, one grows out of the skull, and even though it was Nivra'imo, it's constantly growing out new hair and cutting off the old hair, so that doesn't count as part of the body for real. So that everything that's in that category should be together.
Not real body parts.
Not real body parts, because they weren't Nivra'imo, in the classic sense.
And therefore, if Hasidus comes to include one, not body part, then should include all of them?
Right. That's what he seems to say. Yeah.
How does, I mean, it seems like by hair and by body you could sort of calculate rope. How would you calculate rope by teeth?
Not a clue. I don't know. The volume of the teeth, the surface area of the teeth versus what's exposed versus what's not exposed.
Most of it will be in between the teeth.
Yeah, it wouldn't be something easy to do. I don't know. Let's say you had a bite plate or let's say you had the teeth whiteners.
Right.
So you went, you forgot, you put the teeth whitening stuff all over your teeth. So clearly, there was rove of your teeth were covered.
Right.
Usually, you wash it off.
But like with the steak, you have your mouth, and when you brush your teeth later.
Yeah, because if you smile, you look like your mouth is full of goo. Saying, you
didn't care enough to brush your teeth right after that.
Yeah, you forgot again. Mitzias, I can't tell you Mitzias of when you're going to the mikveh with all this stuff on you. Meaning, if you look, that's what I'm saying. All the Taras Mishpacha books to say if you go to the mikveh, you have to take a bath for a really long time, and then you have to check everything, mamish, a million times over. And so you're not even getting into a miyad veino makbid here. You're getting into better than miyad veino makbid. So that's why I said, mitzias wise, what kind of a mikveh is ever going to let this person go to the mikveh? Okay, it went. You jumped in the lake. I don't know. I'm saying that's not really, the Gemara doesn't care about that. They just care about what the halacha is. Anyway. No, but it becomes relevant, lav dafka in these cases, it becomes relevant for what's considered makbid. Let's say you have cases where, I don't know, maybe we'll try, I don't know, I'll try to get some halachal maisi cases. Let's say you have all the time, not so frum women will show up to the mikveh with nail polish on and with makeup on and with all these things. So you have to get into a discussion, what's considered makbid, what's considered, you know, rove. So you, whatever, I don't know, so let's say somebody has a fake teeth of some sort that cover over the real teeth very well, that they look, I don't know, they look like a movie star with the fake teeth in, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not holding in cosmetic dentistry. But Mestama, they have everything, though. They have, you know, and they're not real implants, because if they were implants, they'd be bottle, and then whatever. Okay.
What?
The Avni Nezer is in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Samach Gimel. And he has a lot of small osios there. It's Os Beis. But if you read the whole Tshuva, it's Kedai. Anyway, so that's what he learns from the Gemara Nida. All right. Now, getting back to the basics here, in the Sefer Yoreim, one of the Balei Tosfos, the Rami Mitz, has the Sefer Yoreim. So he quotes our drasha that includes also Kalim. Meaning that you can't have a chatzitz on kelim. And he also bases that on a Medrash Toras Kohanim, which when discussing I think it's in Parshas Metzora, the end of Parshas Metzora, when he talks about the Zav going to the mikvah, so it says that he has to v'rachatz begadav, that he has to wash his clothing in the mikvah as well. So he says the same din applies by clothing as would apply by a human being, that you can't have a chatzitza, which would be rubo makbid. So, and hu adinami, if you hold that tevilas kelim are midirabbanan, so there's a Tosfos in the Seches Yuma, Tosfos in Yuma, the Gemara in Yuma, daf lamid, lamid aleph area, discusses all these issues of tevilos as well, because they talk about tevila of going to the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say you're already tahor, so the Rabbanan were misakin, a tevila that a person who's tahor wants to go into the Azara, so he also has to go to the mikvah beforehand, right? You ever go to the southern wall excavations where they have all the old mikvahs there? So everybody used to go to the mikvah before they went into the Beis HaMikdash, right? Why? So really, they didn't need to. If you were tahor, you're tahor. So we said, who has to go to the mikvah before he goes into the Beis HaMikdash? The Kohen, but specifically, really, I think only Midiraisa, the Kohen Gadol, is mandated when he does the Avodah on Yom Kippur, then Midiraisa has to go to the mikvah all those times. But I think those are mamish chiyuvim as part of the Avodah. I don't know if regular Kohanim, is that Midiraisa? I don't think it is. I think it's dafka to the Midirabbanan, so that he should be mazkir if he has a Tumah Yeshana Olav. That if he, when he's in the mikvah, so he's thinking, this is, Eitan was showing me, maybe you guys did this morning, the whole Yisod of Netilas Yadayim, the Machlokas Rashi versus the other Rabosev Shel Rashi, right, where he's talking about Yadayim Askani Yosem, and therefore, so he says, what are you talking about? How could you, you know, how could you say that Netilas Yadayim is going to work if he dafka touched real tuma? So the Ritva says, Pashut, no, that it's just to remind him that he should be careful, right? So then, when he's watching Netilas Yadayim, he's going to think Tum and Tara. He's going to be in the mode, similar to Netilas Yadayim for Chulin. Right, our din when we do Netilas Yadayim is really dafka as a gzeira atu kohanim touching truma, and I guess Yisraelim also when they're mafresh touching truma, that they should be careful. You should get in the tuma and tara mode of remembering whether or not you're really tahor. Right, so too the Chazal were misakin that you should be tovel in the mikvah before you go into the Beis HaMikdash, before you go into the Azara, because you should be thinking, maybe I was tamei once and I totally forgot about it. Now that I'm thinking tuma and tara again, I'm going to remember not to walk in there, right? So anyway, the Tosus there is on Lamed Aleph from Aleph, the Ramaskel Chotzeitz, who writes that all Tevilos Midirabbanan, whether it's Dafka for that or it's the other reasons Midirabbanan, and similarly, like we said, Tohor on Nichnas Lazara. If you look, you got to check out the Gemara over there. You have to be Makbid on all of the Chatzitzos that you're Makbid on a Daraisa level, as because of called the Tikkun Rabbanan. It's the same, all the same dinim. Okay. All right, so what about the one type of chatzitza that we didn't talk about, right? What about kol gufo, right? Let's say he has a chatzitza on kol gufo. So I thought, who's ever going to have a chatzitza on kol gufo? So maybe he's in the Blue Man Group, right? He's in the Blue Man Group, and he has a, I don't know, so he, I don't know, over the summer, my wife, we were looking for something to do on our anniversary, so we thought maybe we'll go. Then we saw the tickets are like really expensive. I don't know. So we're like, what do they do? So we asked a couple of people what they do. They couldn't explain it to us. I said, if you can't explain it, we're not going. So let's see if you're in the... You liked it? Was it good?
My brother was a volunteer, so it was good.
Right, but I'm saying overall, is the show good? No, not such a big fan. Okay. We heard good things, but okay. So let's say he's a member of the Blue Man Group and he's mamish a chatzitza b'chol gufo. But he's not makbid. He's a movie star. When he walks out with a chatzitza b'chol gufo, so he's literally everybody loves him. So he's not makbid at all. So there's a gemara in Yevamos on Ayin Chesem at Beis that says it doesn't matter. Kulo veino makbid is a chatzitza midaraisa. Kulo veino makbid. Forget about it. There's nothing you can do. It doesn't matter makbid or not makbid. So what's the So to figure this out, we have to figure out in general, what's the whole pshat that Eino Makbid is not considered a chatzitza? So what's the pshat there? So it's like it's not there. Why is it like it's not there?
Because it would be
butel
to your skin.
Right. So that's Rashi. The Rashi's Lashon. It's the second line in Rashi. Ein Makbid alav. Havale ki gufe. It's like it's part of his body. Ho'il ve'ein sofo litlo. He's not looking to take it off. It doesn't mean literally he will never take it off. It means he's not looking to take it off. Ubatel legabe velo chayitz. It's considered batel to the rest of his body. Right? So therefore, you would say that rubo ve'eno makbid, so it's ki'ilu, his whole body's in the mikvah. Because it's considered part of his body. It's considered batel to the rest of his body. So that's the simple pshat when it comes to rubo ve'eno makbid, or eno makbid in general.
Right. That, what's the pshat in kol gufo?
Right, so then you have akasha, how do you say kol gufo is not good? So then you could say a bunch of different terutzim. I can think of two, I guess, not a bunch, but two.
One is you do want that off event, like at some point.
No, let's say you don't. Let's say you, mamish, you want to be a blue man, you know, till the paint wears off, that's it.
So then what would you be makbid on? Or that's not rubo ve'eno?
No, lav dafka. Because you could say rov b'nei adam also. Rubo v'eino makbid. Who wants to have a chatitza on rov gufo? Anyway, why, so let's take a step. Let's hold off answering the question for 1 second. So what about the other problem that we need something called bias mayim? We have a gzeiras hakasa, which says you need bias mayim b'kol gufo, and this lemaisa is a chatitza. So we said, no, that's not a problem, because since he's not makbid, it's bottled to his skin, and that's considered that those parts of his body got water on them because that chatitza is considered part of the skin. Right? So if you're going to say that pshat, then you're going to have our kasha. Right? So, before, you know what, let me just take a step back. Before we ask that kasha. So what about a case of miyat umakbid? Right? Miyat umakbid should not be chotet midaraisa, or should be chotet midaraisa. I'm sorry, I keep messing this up for some reason. Miyat umakbid should be chotet midaraisa, because you don't have kol basar obamayim, and he is makbid, so you can't say that chatzitz kilu, it's not there. So how are you going to be matter that? Should be chotet min haTorah. So the Rishonim, came out, all the Rishonim say the same vart, that there's a din in general called rubo kikulo. Rubo kikulo means that if the rov of your body is in the water, it's kilu, your whole body is in the water. And it's not considered as if any of it did not have bias mayim. The same way as if you have a revius of wine and you drink rove revius, it's kilu, you drank the revius. If you have a kos and you drank rove kos, it's considered you drank the whole kos. Right, there's a heder to drink the whole kos maybe on Leil Pesach, but really, Mikra Adin, there's no Indian whatsoever. If you drank rove, it's kikulo, and that's it. So when you go in the mikvah, as long as you were tovel and you had bias mayim for rove gufo in the mikvah, so then that's considered that you had kol gufo in the mikvah. So now we basically are back to the original question. So he said that, okay, so if you have ruba kikulo, you're good, even if you're makbid. And if you have miut, but you're not miut of your body in the water, but you're not makbid, then that's considered bias kulo also. So why midaraisa is kol gufo not good? Why is the guy in the blue man group not considered to be tohor for going in the mikvah? So here, I would have thought to say pashut, that you can't have a chatzitza on your entire body. Why not? Because if your entire body has a chatzitza in it, you're not in the water. Right? It's kilu, you're not in the water. Why not?
All this bottle becomes skin.
Right. So in other words, so the Brisker Rav, he speaks it out a little bit better. He says that there's really two dinim that we're not talking about here, because you could have asked a separate kasha. He doesn't spell all this out, but you could have asked a separate kasha. If you only need bias mayim for rov gufo, so I have a great idea. Where, you know, not wear something, but let's say you have a cast, or you have something on your body, so just don't put that part of your body in the water. You have rov gufo in the water, so that's bias mayim by rov gufo, so you have rubo kikula, you're good. So that should work. No? Or just stop. You don't feel like getting water in your nose. You don't want to get water in your nose or your ears when you go to the mikvah. So just put your whole body in the water up to your neck. What's wrong with that? So also you have bias mayim by rov gufo, so ruba kakula. How come that? No one ever suggested doing that. How come?
Ruba kakula, they both shayach to the din. Like here, when your thing's outside the water, are you going to say that is kikulo? Like that's not in the water, that's in the water? Like this in the water, but there's a chatitza.
Right. So I don't know if this is what you mean, but it says there's two different dinim. You need tevilas kol gufo. There's no such thing as ruba kikulo if you don't have dine tevila. So your whole body has to be in the water. Then there's another thing called bias mayim. Bias mayim means that the water has to touch all of your body. There can't be something blocking it. So if you're going to go into the water, you know, they have wetsuits and they have dry suits. You know, so a dry suit is dafka, a layer of protection against the water. If you're, let's say, a diver in the Arctic, so you wear a dry suit. If you wear a wetsuit, you'll still freeze to death. So you wear a dry suit to keep the water off your body. So if you go into the mikvah in a dry suit, so you're not in the parsha of chatzitza there. It's not a chatzitza. You're not in the water, pashut. So he's saying, so the Brisker Rav wants to say that midine chatzitza in a chinami, it wouldn't be makbid. But we're never even getting started with dine chatzitza. If you have a chatzitza on your whole body, that's not called being in the water. To be in the water, that has to be that your body is in the water and it's being touched by water. eye, parts of your body are not being touched by the water, that's called a chatzitza. There are chatzitzas between you and the water. So then we have the rules. Ruba makbid, ruba ina makbid, etc., etc. Now we can talk. But when it comes to being considered tovel in a mikvah, if you're not going into the mikvah, that counts for nothing. If you're going to keep your head out of the water, that counts for nothing. I rove. You're not nichnas into the parsha of what's considered chatzitza, what's not considered chatzitza. There's no rove gufo when it comes to not going into the mikvah. There's only rove gufo when it comes to chatzitza. What, that the rest of your body's batel? Because you didn't get started with the halacha. It's a bad mashal, but the mashal, you could say, let's say, I don't want to have, I don't know, let's pretend 4 ounces is a revius. I don't know. Let's pretend. So 4 ounces is a revius. So I cheshbon out like this. I don't need a kos that's 4 ounces. I could just have a kos that's 2.1 ounces, and that's rov revius right there. So rubo kikula. So is that good? No, of course not. But I'll drink the whole thing. I'll be machmir. I'll drink 2.1 ounces. So if I was making kiddush and I only drank 2.1 ounces, so I drank rov revius, I'm good, right? So why can't I do the same thing, just lechatchila, only have a 2.1 ounce becher? So the answer is because you have to first have a unit to work with and then have rov of that. If you don't have a kos, which is 4 ounces, then you have nothing to talk about in terms of rov versus not rov. Right? If you have a sukkah, it's supposed to be 7 by 7 tefachim. So you say, all right, I'll have 3.6 tefachim by 3.6 tefachim and ruba kikulo. No, first it has to have a shame sukkah, then you can talk about ruba kikulo with regard to that. Right? You can't have ruba kikulo of bias mayim unless you first are in a mikvah. If you're not in a mikvah, then there's nothing. That's the idea. Well, that's how the Brisker Rav has it. And it's on the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav. Really, his topic is something different. That's what we're talking about before. He's trying to be Mavar, the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Gaon, and maybe we'll get to that a different time. Okay. What time? All right, maybe we'll just do one more thing. So, the Gemara in Erevin, on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, quotes from Rava, and this is the Halach Lamaisa. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Yud Halach Havav, it's there as well, that he says, when you're wearing the big day kehuna, so the Gemara says, Afilu nima achas chotzetzes beino oven begadav, that even if there's one hair that's a loose hair on your body that fell out, it's not attached to your body anymore, there's one loose hair in your body, and it's between you and the begadim. So, and the Rambam, I don't think the Gemara has such a lashon. The Rambam writes, Okina achas mesa al besoro. Let's say you have a mosquito that flew and gave you a mosquito bite, and then you felt it, and you hit yourself in the sleeve, and it died on your arm. And it's in between the big day kahuna and your arm. So again, you have this one bug that's separating between you and the begadim. That's a chatzitza. And you're not allowed to have a chatzitza between you and the begadim. And the Rashi says over there, we learned it out from the crow, Michna Sebad, Yiyu al Besaro, that you have to be wearing the Michna Sebad on your skin, that there can't be a chatzitza between you and the Michna Sebad, and Hua Dinami, all the other Big Day Kehuna, can't constitute a chatzitza. So the obvious kasha is, how come we don't use the same rule? How come we don't say one way or the other, Rubo Makbid, Rubo Eino Makbid, right? Versus there, or you could say over here that even a tiny little nothing is a chatzitza. So you have a very simple answer you could give. Yeah.
If it's all going to be seen, then you can't.
Right. So that's the simple answer. So remember, you asked before, what's the halacha l'moshe misina? So if you say like Rashi says, Dvar Torah means halacha l'moshe misina, right? Rubo makbel alav chotzitz, which ain't no makbel alav, ain't no chotzitz. It's mashma that all of this, according to Rashi, is halacha l'moshe misina. So Enachinami, based on the pasuk of Irochatz es besaro b'mayim, we would learn out that you can't have any chatzitza whatsoever. And now the Halacha Moshe Misinai says, yeah, that's only by Rubo Makbid. But Rubo Veino Makbid, no problem. Mir Makbid, not problem. Right? So if you learn like that, so it's not a kasha whatsoever. Hilchos Big Day Kehuna are going by the regular halachas. And Hilchos Chatzitza by Tevila are going by the Halacha Moshe Misinai. Yeah.
According to Rashi, Rashi thinks that by the body, anything's makbid. I mean, anything is a chatzitza, a kolshu, because he says that's only going by Seyar.
Rashi says it's only going by Seir. Rov Saro Metunaf Betit. Right.
It seems like that whole, this whole din is talking about Seir. So Rashi would hold that the body, anything is
Chatzitza. Maybe. I don't want to go there exactly because it's Lav Dafka that's the only thing Rashi's saying. Okay. Right. It's a good point. I have to look better into how people learn Rashi in terms of, is he saying Dafka Rov Saro Metunaf Betit? And that's, you know, but by the body could be anything, or is he just saying Seir as the prime example because that's more shayach to Rubo versus not Rubo, meaning not so many people are in the Blue Man group that they are going to literally have rove of their bodies. You know, okay, so that's a good question. But, so that's according to Rashi, you say this whole thing is Alach Moshe Misinai. The Or Sameach, for some reason, doesn't make that chilek. He thinks Rashi is talking about Guf and Seir. It's not, you know, like the Rambam would say, you know. So I'm not sure why he doesn't make that diuk, but he doesn't. Anyway, so you see, if you learn like Rashi, so you could or could not have that problem depending on how you want to learn. So you could have that teretz also, by the way. You see, that could be your other teretz, that Rashi holds that the whole Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is only by Seir, and Ein Achinami if the body is the same by Big Day Kahuna. So that could be another teretz. But for some reason, the Or Sameach doesn't learn Rashi your way, even though it's more meduyik in the Lashon for some reason. Anyway, so he says, so the Sameach says what we said before. If you learn like Rashi, so you don't have a kasha, because one's halacha l'moshe misinai and one's not. Right? He says, if you look in Rabbeinu Chananel, then it's really hard to know what Rabbeinu Chananel means over here. He basically, you know, reads a little bit between the lines. I don't know who wrote the footnotes in the Gemara on Rabbeinu Chananel, but if you look in footnote Aleph, on the Rabbeinu Chananel, because the Rabbeinu Chananel is really hard to understand in this particular thing, that Or Sameach actually says there's got to be something missing from the Girsa in this Rabbeinu Chananel, because it's very hard to understand. But he says, Nire de Rutzona Lomar, de Asoy Hilchasa Lezed, de Rov Gufel Sha'odam Umakbet Allah Chotzitz. So he's saying that the Halacha Moshe Misinai is Dafka to tell you that it's Rov of the Guf, not including the Seir and vice versa, that each one is a separate unit, sort of what we attributed to the Shitas HaGeonim, right? That the Guf is one unit and the Seir is another unit. And you can dray that into the actual Lushan that we have with Rabbeinu Chananel. It says, Umishani, shiny, he's going on the Gemara Yavamas, one second. Shmamina, the high Rubo, Rov Gufo Shel Adam Hu Vasoi Hilchasa. Right? That the Rov is referring to Rov Guf, not Rov Guf plus Seir. Right? So if the whole Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Rabbi Yitzchak is coming to teach you that Rov of the Guf is considered its own unit, and therefore you can't use the Seir to be Mashlim, that Rov is not covered with a Chatzitza, so then you're back to the same Kasha that you have. Why, by Rov, by Big Day Kahuna, don't you use Rov of the Guf, whereas by Chatzitza we do. So why don't we have the same halachas? So that's the way the Or Sameach formulates the kasha. The Or Sameach is in Hilchos Yisurei Bira, Perek Dalin Halacha Ches. Yeah.
If you made that diag in Rabbeinu Chananel, why wouldn't you also make that diag in Rashi with the Seir and not Guf? What's the difference in terms of if he says one doesn't mean the other?
No, because if you got to read the whole Rabbeinu Chananel, he's being mechalek between the case that the Gemara has elsewhere of ubar inside the mother versus here. So if you read the context of Rabbeinu Chananel, that's clearly not what he's doing. Right? It's clearly not what he's doing. He's clearly, again, I'm not saying that this is definitely the pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel, but if you, the Or Sameach thinks this is pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel, and the footnote guy in the Gemara thinks that, I mean, it could be based on the Or Sameach. I don't even know. But so forget the Rabbeinu Chananel. Just call it the Shitas HaGaonim. Right, the Gaonim say the same thing. So, and the Stama, they're learning this Gemara too. So just call it the Shitas HaGaonim and you don't have a problem. Okay, so Lamaisa, so just to, he adds one more in Mar Malkum. He adds one more in Mar Malkum. He quotes the Gemara in Nazir and Daf Mem Beizim at Aleph, where the Gemara has a Yisura Dekra. It says twice. One time it says, Vayom HaShvi'i Yigalchenu. And then another pasuk says, Vigila Chesrosha Vayom HaShvi. So it says it twice. And the Gemara is Medayik. If he would have only said it once, I would have thought that Giluach Rov Saro is enough. If he would have shaved most of his head, then that's good enough. He doesn't have to, you know, he doesn't have to shave his whole head. But since we have two different psukim, so we're marbe that even if he leaves over shtei saros, then that's already considered that he wasn't mekayim the din. So he has to shave his entire head, ad kerei kach, that there aren't two hairs that are still left on his head. That's the basic limud that the Gemara has in Maseches Nazir, which in the Gemara's medayik from there, we see from here that there's a din d'oraisa called rubo kikulo. Because by kol tara kula, if he would have just shaved rova's head, it's clearly good enough. Dafka here, it's not good enough. So the Arsameach says, so what do we see? That without this special Yisura Dikra, without this special limud, we would have said that if he would have shaved rove of his head, that would be considered that his whole head is shaven. If you look at this guy, he's got a Mr. T mohawk over there, and you see the guy's head, and you say, well, that's not shaven. He has plenty of hair on his head. But you say, al pi halacha, it's ki'ilu, there's not a single hair on his head. Right? So too, if you have miut of the guy's body, has a chatzitza on it, you look at his body, it's ki'ilu, there's not a chatzitza on his body. Because we look at the head as a unit. And the head is a unit, and that therefore it's got no hair on it. So too, if you look at the body as a unit, if its rove is clean and there's no chatzitza and there's bias mayim, so then it's ki'ilu kulo has bias mayim. However, by big day kihuna, we don't look at him as a unit. We don't look at the mechnasayim as a single unit. How so? Because it's a din mechusar begadim. If he's not wearing all of his begadim, then he is violating an isser. Right? So if he just has the mechnasayim on, that's not good enough. The pasuk says, u'michnasei bad yu abasaro. So I would think, oh, the pasuk puts the mechnasayim in a category all their own, and therefore he has to just have rove of the mechnasayim without a chatzitza. But we know that can't be true, because with only the mechnasayim, he's mechusar begadim. So the halacha clearly doesn't treat the mechnasayim as a separate unit. And hu adinami, no single one of the begadim would be considered its own separate unit. So therefore, we can't take one of those begadim and say that we're going to apply the din rubo kikulo. Right? So that's basically, what he has a couple of other variables there. Well, let me just see if I can cheshbon it out properly. Right, so, one second. Oh, so what's the other possible tzad? What's the other possible tzad? So let's say that there's a small chatzitza with the mechnasayim, but if you mitztarif all of the begadim together, then that's just the miut of all the begadim. So you would think that then you could apply rubu kikulo, right? Then you could say, well, since the majority of the begadim have no chatzitza, and the majority of the area of the begadim have no chatzitza, so that should be good enough. So why would one little chatzitza pass the whole thing? So the answer to that is because the pasuk comes along and says, "U'michnasei bad yir b'saro." For that, the mechnasayim are a unit, meaning to tell you that you can't say rove begadim or even rove of the area of all of the begadim. There's a pasuk that's coming to be memayit that idea, and thus, on one hand, the mechnasayim don't constitute a full unit. On the other hand, they do constitute a full unit in that you can't be mitztarif the other begadim. So what do you see? You see clearly that the Torah is not defining the mechnasayim as a full unit le'inyan the din of rubo kikulo. And once we're makbid on a miut, so we're makbid. You can't say anymore that mechnasayim with a minor chatzitza, that's ki'ilu, there's no chatzitza. It's not true. The whole yisod of rubo kikulo is you take the whole chefetz and you say there's no chatzitza on that whole head. There's no chatzitza on that whole body. But if you're not viewing it in that light, so then you're going to have to be makbid on every little chatzitza. So therefore, he says, the chilek is that the body is a one unit when it comes to chatzitzas. The head of the nazir is a whole unit, but the mechnasayim don't constitute a unit, le'inyin themselves, because of mechusar begadim. But on the other hand, they are considered a unit in the Torah because they're mentioned separately, so you can't be mitztarif them to the other begadim to say rov begadim or even rov area. And thus, you're going to have your chilek. All right, maybe next time we'll talk about the machlokes Rambam and the Gaonim, and we'll also talk about maybe some practical applications of the din of rubo makbid in terms of kalim and in terms of bezman hazeh when women go to the mikvah. But hu adin, it's the same exact dinim for men who have a chiv to go to the mikvah bezman habayis. So maybe we'll talk about it a little bit.